Riverfest Allura dropped its 2025 lineup this week, a lineup organizers say has a healthy mix of genres. It's really important to have that mix, says creative director of the festival Spencer Schuen. The festival announced headliners City and Color, Fits and the Tantrums, and Silver Sun Pickups on Wednesday, as well as many other acts including Dear Rouge and Spencer Burton. Schuen explains this lineup is an ode to previous ones on the milestone 15th year of Riverfest Allura.
This year for the 15th, we wanted to go back to what we're good at, have a good, strong mix of genres throughout all 3 days, kind of create like your perfect festival mixtape. And we wanted to bring back some fan favorites from past years, while also, you know, bringing back some exciting artists that have never been to the festival before.
Schuen added this is an anniversary for Dying Alone Records as well, who will be in the park to celebrate 20 years when the festival goes, starting on August 15th. While City and Color isn't new to the three-day festival, several other bands, including headliners, Schuen says, are sure to raise eyebrows.
City and Color played the festival in 2019. That was his first time playing the festival, and probably one of the biggest days we've ever had. Fits and the Tantrums and Silver Sun Pickups are both just like amazing live bands that are just going to blow everybody away. So we're really excited about that.
On the back of what Schuen called a challenging year and a wet one due to weather, he says he is excited to be back as the festival celebrates 15 years. The festival itself, featuring food, beverage, and art installations, Schuen says remains a community-driven event.
The focus of Riverfest has always been the community. It's about bringing people to the community, but it's also about bringing world-class artists and up-and-coming acts to Allura for the people of Center Wellington to come see. It's just a beautiful thing to see come together every year.
He went on to say the event is one that allows for attendees to relax and have a great time in a picturesque setting.
It's one of those festivals where when you come through the gates, you kind of feel yourself exhale. It's just such a beautiful location. Everybody that's there is just being themselves, and they're just happy to be there. And it's super friendly and just fun and just a great time.
Tony McManus and the Boo Radley Project's Karaoke Live are just a pair of many local talents who will hit the stage alongside the likes of Canadian music hits such as Dallas Green. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.